Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All over the country, from the southern border, Illinois, politicians, Democrats, are calling for the UN to occupy America, the UN suing over our border policy, saying it's not open enough. Here's a Chicago County Commissioner calls for UN troops on the streets.
Well, we're headed to the United Nations to meet with the Assistant Secretary General to talk about the violence in Chicago, the gun violence in particular, the bloodshed that's taking place in too many of our communities like Austin, West Garfield Park, North Lawndale, places like that, where we've just seen horrific levels of shootings and that sort of thing. And so I'm hoping to appeal to the UN to actually come to Chicago and meet with victims of violence and maybe even possibly help out in terms of peacekeeping efforts, because I think it's so critical for us to make sure that these neighborhoods are safe. Quite frankly, we fail the people of Chicago in many instances in these communities because we fail to protect them from the violence. I'll also say this, that there is a quiet genocide taking place in too many of our communities. 80% of those who are being killed by gun violence are African American, often killed at the hands of another African American. And so we must protect these population groups, and that's what the United Nations does. They're a peacekeeping force. They know all about keeping the peace, and so we're hopeful that they'll hear our appeal.
Why now? Why today?
Well, look, this meeting has been in place for at least a month now. We've worked on this a while. Quite frankly, we can't wait until, you know, the mayor comes up with another 1,000 police to try to make the streets safer. Quite frankly, the people want to be safe right now in their homes and their neighborhoods, and we want to make sure that they're safe. And that's why we're doing it today. We can't afford to wait.
What are some ways that they could solve this problem? Like, physical ways that you think that people can come in and help?
Look, I think they've been able to help in places like Africa and abroad, where they've sent troops in and sent forces in to help protect minority and vulnerable populations. And so, quite frankly, I think the same can be said in Chicago. I know that there are those who will disagree and who will say that this is an admission that we can't protect the people in the city. But quite frankly, we haven't protected them.
The UN, if you study it, all over the world, runs giant mass murder operations. Look at Rwanda. Look at Burma. I mean, just look up UN Massacre Burma, UN Massacre Rwanda. They orchestrated the killing of over 1 million people to take their land, Christians, in Rwanda. The Clintons, of course, were part of that. Just unbelievable. Now, he was a gangster and the mob boss of Chicago, Mayor Daley, back in the 60s when they had the riots. And we're going to play a clip of what he said to do to looters and rioters, or mostly peaceful protesters. Remember, the Democrat can pull the fire alarm and won't get in trouble, says he thought it was a door handle, but people that walked him through the velvet ropes on January 6th, they're serving long prison sentences. So here is a clip of Mayor Daley from the Time Vault, and then we'll go to break and go back to Professor Darren Beatty, who's got some major breaking Elon Musk intel that's huge and got the system really, really scared. We'll be right back.
I said to him very emphatically and very definitely that an order be issued immediately under his signature to shoot to kill any arsonist or anyone with a Molotov cocktail in their hand in Chicago to fire a building because they're potential murderers, and to issue a police order to shoot to maim or cripple anyone looting any stores in our city. And above all, the crime of arson is to me the most hideous and worst crime of any, and should be dealt with in this fashion. I was disappointed to know that every policeman out on the beat was supposed to use his own decision. And this decision evidently was his. In my opinion, he should have had instructions to shoot arsonists and to shoot looters.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he's a former speechwriter and policy advisor in the Trump administration. He's a professor of political science. Professor Darren Beatty joins us for the next 25 minutes. Then I'm going to get into all the rest of the news we haven't gotten to after he leaves us. We don't cover the most important news at the start of the show. Every hour is vital, but I would have covered this up front. But he could only come on now, so I wanted to get him on to talk about it. There's a lot of Elon Musk news. Now, Elon lives here in Austin. I know a lot of people know him. I don't say he's perfect. I don't like a lot of his past behavior. But he's definitely got the globalists after him now. He's definitely taken on the New World Order empire. And so now NBC News, here's the headline. What was Elon Musk's strategy for Twitter? To take on, dismantle the globalist American empire. And then they noticed that what they read in a discovery, not knowing who the author was in Elon's texts and emails, mirrored word for word what Professor Beatty was saying in the White House when he had also written, and later at Revolver.News. So they're trying to find out if he's the one, like it's illegal or something, to oppose the globalist empire at Revolver.News. So I want to talk about what's really going on in the attack on Musk, where this is all going. Big article on InfoWars.com by Ben Warren. MSM fumes over Musk's handling of X, blames former Trump White House speechwriter roadmap that declares war against globalist American empire. And it continues. He's now been sued by the same Democrat Party operatives that sued me in the show trials where the judges found me guilty. They've now sued him as well. But he's if I'm a big elephant to eat, and they haven't been able to shut us down thanks to listeners' support and prayer and everything you've done. I don't see how they're going to get Musk. I think they might assassinate him. And I'm going to get Darren Beatty's take on Carlson and Posobiec and myself thinking they don't plan to have Biden or Trump in the election. They're planning acceleration of war, assassinations of these guys. They're getting puppet candidates on both sides ready. We'll get his take on that the next 20-something minutes we have left. We're going to move through it. But Sandy Hook, lawyers, sues Musk for $45 million. Here's a little inside baseball, and I'm going to move on from that and get his take on it. I have the inside on this, okay? And I don't want to toot my horn or anything, but they violated state law with their rulings. The judge, what they did, it's been signaled by the bankruptcy court that it's going to be thrown out, okay? Just the damages. And they're not going to even revisit the so-called show trial that where I was already found guilty. That's the word, knock on wood. That's why they're in full panic mode, moving on. How do you kill one story with another story? Musk said, looks to me like somebody's a Fed. I'm not saying the person's a Fed. It looks like it was a case of mistaken identity in one of these Antifa, you know, slash Proud Boys slash National Front fights. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, this is all part of the targeting of Musk and the media piling on whenever these law firms take action against people. In their own words, this lawyer has said to silence me and, quote, never let me have a platform again. So that's what all this lawfare is about. It's backfired in the case of Trump spectacularly. We're still here because of your support. So I appreciate everybody going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products. Our new book's now available, signed and unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. But now, without further ado, Revolver.news, Professor Darren Beatty. Thanks for coming on short notice. I'm going to kind of just try to give you the floor here on what you really think of Musk, what's happening here, where you think this is going.
Absolutely. First, I'd like to say it was very refreshing to hear the remarks from, I guess that was Mayor Daley, his position on looters and such. It serves as a reminder that we were once actually a real country, and it's hard to imagine any elected official having the iron and courage to say anything remotely close to Mayor Daley's eminently sensible remarks. So it was just a little bit, I wasn't alive back then, but it was nostalgic for a time.
That was back when Chicago was a great, wonderful city, and now it is a failed city.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're right that this was the time of the mob in Chicago, but it was, you know, ironically a lot better structured back then. You know, the mob wasn't going around and looting. And if anything, they would have, you know, played a role in cleaning up the trash that was looting. So, again, it's really remarkable. And I think it's important to play these clips because we're on the verge of a sort of amnesia where we forget, you know, that that sort of thing is even possible. Like, it's so inconceivable. When you see that, it's hard to believe that at any time in our country, an elected official, of course, you know, Daley was a Democrat, he was corrupt and all this, but it's just hard to believe that any elected official could talk like this. But this isn't hundreds of years ago. This is you know, less than a century ago.
This is 60-something years ago. And since you brought it up, some stations don't carry that last segment. It's only a minute clip. Let's play it for context. Here it is.
I said to him very emphatically and very definitely that an order be issued immediately under his signature to shoot to kill any arsonist or anyone with a Molotov cocktail in their hand in Chicago to fire a building because they're potential murderers, and to issue a police order to shoot, to maim, or cripple anyone looting any stores in our city. And above all, the crime of arson is to me the most hideous and worst crime of any, and should be dealt with in this fashion. I was disappointed to know that every policeman out on the beat was supposed to use his own decision. And this decision evidently was his. In my opinion, he should have had instructions to shoot arsonists and to shoot looters.
All right, we've only got like 16 minutes left with you. I don't want to get into Musk and all these big developments, but that is central to show the Soros rule over our DAs and how it's created this literal road warrior scenario. I mean, things are dangerous.
No, I know we're getting low on time, but it's just, you know, I'm sure you're aware of that incident where there were two, I think one was underage, one was 18, just doing a joyride, and just for the fun of it, they ran over some guy on a bike and killed him, just for the fun of
because
it.
Because he was white.
And because he was white, and then, you know, apparently when they were arrested, one of the offenders said, "Oh, you know, they won't do anything. They'll just give me a slap on the wrist." It's this general sense of zero accountability that manifests itself not only in the looting that we're seeing at every major city, making us a laughingstock. And really, frankly, how can we criticize China when, you know, for all of its faults, China would not put up with this kind of filth looting their cities for one second. They'd have them strung up on their meat market. They'd be selling them for breakfast at the Wuhan market. So this is making our country a laughingstock, and it's the attitude, the same attitude that you see with the people looting is the attitude from these juveniles who just ran over a guy and killed him for fun. You don't have any accountability, you're going to have more of this chaos.
And again, so, they're on video saying, "Let's kill him, it's fun, and hey, we're brown, so we're allowed to do it."
Yeah. No, I mean, you have more of the same. If there's no accountability, of course they're going to act like that. So, you know, I guess the United States would rather debase itself, declown itself, rather plunge itself in a state of total third world destitution rather than do anything that would cause anyone to be accused of racism. We'd literally rather destroy our country and our heritage and our entire civilization than, oh, God forbid, be accused of racism. That's how powerful that word is, which is really amazing. There's some kind of black magic going on to that word. But I understand that's not what you had me on for. I just had to react to the very interesting segment that you had. As for the Elon issue, this is actually pretty remarkable because to me, this is not really a new story. You know, the mainstream media and in particular, some disinformation hack reporter, Ben Collins, who is, of course, androgynous, as they all are. But I had no idea how much so until I actually saw a video of him. I heard him on the phone. It was already suspect. But you see a video of him and, you know, all bets are off. But this guy who is made a living as a disinformation hack researcher, apparently he's been on this, white whale obsessive.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
On the algorithms that need to be made. And, you know, there are some hires that are questionable. You know, there are some questions.
Yeah, the new lady, but he's trying to get the money back. But the point is, the deep state's waging war on him. Whether he's some outside globalist that wants control or whether he's real, either way, he's disruptive to the new world order.
Absolutely. And I think that's something we need to keep in context, even as we, you know, have legitimate criticisms of what he's doing. There's, you know, very few examples other than Donald Trump, maybe no example of someone at his level with his money, with his stature and influence, taking a major risk, a major step that he's done to enhance the liberty of Americans, and in so doing, put himself in the direct crosshairs of a very evil, very ruthless, and very desperate regime.
I agree with that. Tucker is making the point, that was my next question, that he thinks they may try to cancel the election or remove both Trump and Biden one way or another, including assassination, as he's said to Trump face to face. You follow the continuum of the escalation. That's where it goes next. I don't think you can really argue with that. What do you think?
Well, of course, anything's possible. Assassination would not be something I'd predict. I think they're, you know, despite what it seems, very reluctant to take that ultimate step, and they probably won't need to. And also, by doing so, they're sort of would be solidifying Trump's status as this martyr-like figure, which they probably don't want to do. I think they're really leaning into the lawfare angle and counting on that, along with other, you know, tried and true mechanisms of, you know, voter suppression, censorship, fraud, and so forth, and maybe some additional tricks up their sleeve. So I think we haven't seen, the ace yet. They still have the ace up their sleeve, but they're really going to lean on all of these.
No, I agree, but they've got the ace of spades. That's the death card in their pocket. What do they do about Biden? It's clear the state, the deep state's turning against him. They want him gone. He's recalcitrant. What happens?
No, that's a great question. They're in a strategic dilemma here because on the one hand, they want Biden to get the hell out. On the other hand, the more that they sort of implicitly or even more directly threaten Biden with the prospect of criminal charges against him or his family members, the more he will be incentivized to cling on to the presidency in order to retain the pardon power for his family members. And so there's an odd sort of tension there. Of course, there's an additional difficulty that his VP is now Kamala Harris, who is even less popular than he is. And the establishment understands that and, you know, that she won't be president. And so they need to find a way to gracefully not only remove Biden, but also to remove Kamala Harris and replace her with somebody. It's very difficult to see how they would replace her with a white person because of that. You know, that's the cardinal sin, according to the Democrats and their base. So they would probably need to replace her with someone who isn't white. And I think that's fueled a lot of the speculation that maybe Michelle Obama's waiting the wings. I'm not terribly convinced of that, but the logic behind it makes some sense, at least from that perspective. But they have a very intricate strategic problem to solve. I think they'll have to make some kind of reliable deal with Biden, say, okay, if you step down, you know, you rest assured you won't be prosecuted, your family won't be prosecuted, and then find some way to deal with the Kamala situation.
Sure, because his cognitive decline is accelerating. I don't think he can make it to the election.
it's dubious. It really is. I mean, the cognitive decline itself doesn't really bother them. That's clear. Otherwise, you know, he wouldn't be there right now. But the question of whether he can actually last through the election is a very pregnant one, shall we say. So they at the very least need a viable plan B. I think if it were possible for them, Newsom could actually be a formidable force. But again, it's difficult to simply install him for the Kamala reason, among others. So they're really
you can also you can also see the speed issue. That's why he's off like 44% of the time. He's obviously on speed, blood transfusions. They crank him up. He's able to halfway operate. Then he goes and collapses for a week at his, you know, home on the East Coast. Then he comes back again. It's very clear what's happening.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the Democrat machine is still fairly functional. We saw the workings of the Democrat machine in propelling Biden to the nomination in the first place. You know, people forget how just how quick and kind of arresting it was. There were a bunch of, you know, seemingly viable players. Everyone had their moment in the sun. You know, there was Buttigieg and all these others. And all of a sudden, in lockstep, it was Biden was the guy and everyone fell in line. You know, that was an impressive display of discipline from the well-oiled Democrat machine that the counterparts in the Republican machine simply couldn't pull off. So the question is, does that machine still have that level of juice to figure out the strategic dilemma right now with Biden and Kamala?
Revolver.News, we should talk privately soon because I don't want to give names out, but I can. You're a journalist. I can give them to you off record. I trust you. I've talked to people very close to Musk, and they say he's fully awake and pissed now. And so it looks to me like he's really coming over to our side. So we should put maybe a bigger article out giving him advice or ideas because it does seem that he is receptive to that. With 2.5 minutes left, what else is on your focal point? What else is front and center for you?
Well, we've got a major piece coming out probably tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, and that piece will in great detail address the question of what the hell are we going to do in response to the weaponization of the Justice Department and really just the rule of law by the Democrats. How do we respond to a situation in which the Democrats are simply charging and arresting people on our side for political reasons? That's the issue right now. It's interesting. We're talking about Musk and the big tech censorship. Big tech censorship used to be the number one impediment for us. Now it's even deeper and more existential. The number one impediment is the weaponization of the Justice Department by the Democrats. If we don't correct that issue, nothing else is going to work and nothing else matters. So this is going to be the classic, the definitive piece that addresses what's going on and what we can do about it. So I hope everyone tunes in, checks revolver.news for that.
Well, that's right. That's why Venezuela can't ever get a dictatorship, is they have a Justice Department there that's just like ours. That's really the Praetorian Guard.
Yes, it is. And that's everything. If you have a corrupted Justice Department, elections don't matter. Nothing else matters. Speech, free speech doesn't even matter. So you get too out of line, you'll just get arrested. As we've talked about, there was a guy who got arrested and actually charged and convicted for mocking Hillary Clinton on Twitter.
Owen Stroyer, our own reporter, reports to federal prison on the 24th of this month.
Shameful. No, it's really, it's beyond disgraceful. So I'll take the America of Mayor Daley any day over what we have now.
Well, I know you're a busy man, but if you can come on tomorrow or the next day about this big Justice Department piece, I admire your mind, and you've been on the cutting edge of fighting, Professor. So tell the crew right now, I know you got to go, if you can come on tomorrow or on Thursday or Friday to talk about how we dislodge this Justice Department coup. Thank you so much. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Several times the last few hours, but I like to actually play things that I talk about. And I know how these lawyers and these judges work. And Trump's very smart, but he has blind spots. He has blind spots I don't have. I have blind spots he doesn't have. But I've been through this. Nothing like he has, but I've learned. And when these judges do outrageous, insanely criminal things like find you guilty and then have a trial telling a jury you're guilty, that's 80% of the case in their own words. That's illegal. And so Trump should already be appealing this, and there's mechanisms. But Trump says, well, I was going to attack the judge. We'll play the clip. But he admits that almost all of this is behind a statute of limitations. And so why are we even having this? because he's going to skip those. And I've talked to lawyers involved. I've talked to people advising Trump. Once they get a trial going, they can ignore statute of limitations if it's not objected to properly. So the judge is like, oh, don't worry, Trump. I found you guilty, but the statute of limitations is going to protect you. This is complete screwball world, okay? Absolutely nuts. Did you ever, until my cases hear that a judge finds you guilty? Now, in a criminal trial, you can decide you want a judge instead of a jury. But you can't have a judge say you're guilty. Now, they have this death penalty sanction, they call it, in Texas and in some other states, but it's really never used. That, again, if you're civilly sued, let's say for fraud, and you run away to wherever you go to, you run away to some third-party country that doesn't have extradition, and then the judge can say, okay, I default you because you ran and you didn't respond to discovery. Now we're going to have a trial on the damages. You've still got to show the damages. So they found me in default even though I was here, gave them all the discovery, proved I was innocent. When they didn't have a case, both in Connecticut and Texas, they found me, the judge found me guilty, then used all the twisted evidence against me and didn't allow me a defense. People watched Texas and Connecticut and said, Jones has got the worst lawyers the planet's ever seen. And that's not the case. I mean, you notice they're like, oh, we got Jones's phone. And it was like their zinger moment. Oh, we got your phone. I'm like, yeah, I gave all my phones to them, and they searched them and gave me what was in them. And then they made a mistake on, like, going back 10 years where they gave you, like, 9 months of a phone. But I gave my lawyers the phones, and they sent you all this data. So they had that and acted like, oh, we, and of course, there was nothing there. And you saw the headlines. Oh, there's gay stuff on Alex Jones' phone. Notice you never saw that because I never reviewed it. I got the file. I looked at it. There was nothing gay on there. In a picture of my penis. But one time, and they're threatening now. The word is, I've had news call, and they're going to publish it. Fine. Put it out there. I didn't do that. That's you. One time after sex with my wife, I pass out like men do, and she took a picture, and then she sent it to me, and I didn't erase it. I didn't remember it. Because quite frankly, looking at a picture of her own weenie is not like something you really care about or remember. But they got that, and that little nine-month snapshot of a piece of a phone they sent them, and it turns into, there's gay stuff. Yeah, a picture of my penis. And word is they're going to publish it next week. Great. I mean, it ain't huge, but it ain't small. I'm proud of my little Darth Vader. But the point is that that's how they harass you. Newspapers, what do you say? There's homoerotic pictures of genitals on your phone. I'm like, what? I go, let me see that file. They go, this is it. Okay. And my wife's saying, you're so hot. And look, this is a family show. I'm just being honest with you because this is what they're going to put out. So I'm gay because my wife, I've had a child took a picture of my limp Johnson. And the women are getting excited. The women tell me it's very pretty. But the point is that this is the type of crap that goes on, ladies and gentlemen. And this is harassment. You think I'm ashamed of that? I mean, I wouldn't put a picture of my weenie out. But the point is, that's what they do to harass people, folks. That's the level of the crap. And the way they spin it like ferrets on a wheel they're running on, how they take everything and turn it. Imagine, they get 9 months of my phone. They think they've got the Holy Grail. And the best thing they've got is my wife sending me a picture of my genitalia. And I'm sorry, Democrats, you didn't have your transgenderism going then. You didn't get to cut it off. No, that makes you mad. No, that makes you upset. Skip the break. But here we are in the year 2023, and I'm getting major newspapers calling me this week saying, word is it's set to be leaked. Okay, great. Knock yourselves out. I'd run around naked on TV if it saved the planet. So that's where we are. And I remember with the lawyers and crew, they're like, well, how are you going to deal with this? We haven't gone to the phone yet. And I went, well, there's nothing, there's no gay porn on my phone, so I'm not worried. Whatever they've done that, well, let's go through the phone. Who? What is this? And I go, well, you can see my wife right there. That's my wife sending that to me. And I think the whole thing's cute and funny, but that's all they got. Am I smuggling kidnapped kids over the border, drugged up on fentanyl? Am I molesting children? Am I murdering people? Am I swindling people like FTX and Bernie Madoff? No. Am I BlackRock trying to run your life? No, man. I have sex with my wife. You better believe it. In fact, every day, let's just get that straight. I got a great sex life. You pissed off about that? So the reason I raise this is it's all meant to embarrass people. And it's, imagine, they've gone through everything Trump's got with hundreds of lawsuits, 4 criminal indictments, 80-plus charges, trying to scare people to lie about him to not go to prison, and they haven't gotten anybody yet to even lie about the guy. That's all you got? And that's why Elon Musk is joining us. Is because they're about to cut his firstborn son's genitals off. His firstborn son thinks he's a woman. And I mean, as a father, if my son, Rex Jones, 21, a badass. Imagine if my son thought he was a woman. And my son was in some cult that was about to cut his testicles off. I'd be pissed. And that's the thing. As the New World Order abuses more and more and more and more people, it's going to make more and more enemies. And they've taken our calm and our reserve and our thoughtfulness as weakness. When it's the opposite. But at the end of the day, we're going to stop them launching nuclear war or die trying. And they will be brought to justice. And not because I'm a vindictive person, but because these scum need to be made an example of so future trash doesn't try this again. And so, yeah, the very same groups that have done this to me. Imagine I got sanctioned for a ton of money for my lawyer turning over 9 months of one of my phones.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A jury. If I get emotional, the number one rule is a judge isn't emotional. They follow the law. But he's telling young people who are going to be judges and lawyers in a law class, do what feels good. Do what you want. Do as thou wilt is the whole law. Here it is.
Well, I think that was very good. That last 5 minutes was outstanding. Because the judge essentially conceded that the statute of limitations that we won at the Court of Appeals is in effect. Therefore, about 80% of the case is over. I was going to come out and say that, as you know, we're not entitled to a jury, which is pretty unusual in the United States of America. So we think it's very unfair that I don't have a jury. But the judge's last statement was very fair. And if I read it right, I'll let perhaps one of the lawyers speak to it. But Cliff, maybe you'll speak to it if you would. But the way I interpret that and the way everyone else in the room seems to interpret that is that the statute of limitations is a very real thing in this country.
Now, I'm going to say something controversial. Even though I'm being taped, juries get it wrong a lot. That's my own opinion. I do only civil trials. Personal injury cases, contract disputes. But I've had situations where, like, oh, my heaven's sake, how could they have thought that? Well, I have a tool that I can deal with that. It's called judgment notwithstanding the verdict. I can say there is no possible way that a reasonable jury would have reached that conclusion. And, all right, am I following the law or am I making law? Okay, I'm following law. I'm an impartial referee. But it's hard to factor out my own emotions. And I have tools. Somebody can say, well, Your Honor, you have to throw out this case because it's just like another case. Well, is it just like another case? What if the defendant was wearing a red sweater instead of a blue sweater? Oh, and by the way, I worked for the Columbia Daily Spectator for a couple of weeks. What happened was I went there every day, and I wrote a few stories. One I got criticized on because I wrote that some Ku Klux Klanners had murdered some people, and I was told, you can't say that. How do we know? You weren't there. Well, that was what everybody thought. Anyway, yeah, we should have absolute immunity. What if we defame somebody? That's how it usually comes up. You know, you call somebody a murderer or a heroin addict, that sort of thing, a pedophile. And if it's done in court, yeah, I think we should have absolute immunity.
In court, he can tell any lie he wants. So you're not supposed to have judges nullify the law. It's in the Constitution, juries. But they teach now jury nullification is a no-no. In the strictest sense, jury nullification occurs when a jury returns a not guilty verdict, even though jurors believe beyond reasonable doubt that the defendant has broken the law, but they do not believe the law is being properly applied. That's the power of we the people, not Bozo the Clown. Not this freakazoid. So in court, he says it. They can make up any lie they want. And you had people being taught by that guy, like the judge in Austin, that told the jury, this man is a liar and this man is guilty. And we're going to put a financial expert on that never saw your finances and say you got $400 million. And I had less than $3 million in the company account then, barely enough to pay the payroll. And they got up in front of a federal court and said the same thing. But the federal court isn't buying it. They got a problem. So now they've moved on to Elon Musk, the very same group. How do you kill a story that's about to come out with a new one? Oh, Elon Musk. So that's the enemies I've got. The same enemies trying to take down Elon Musk. The same enemies trying to take down President Trump. I'm here reaching millions a day thanks to you. And I'm telling you, I need your support. I'm literally debating and battling a budget for next year to be able to cover RNC, DNC, the border, all of it. We got the RV, the guys ready, trying to hire back more reporters. Don't have the funds for it. Yeah, we're in the black. We're able to stay open, but that's it. I need you to decide to go to InfoWarsTour.com and get DNA Force Plus and get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there and the incredible things turmeric does. It's the best there is. And Real Red Pill Plus, my goodness, you heard the callers, you read the reviews, what it does, it's incredible. It's a souped-up version of what medical clinics sell to supercharge old people. That's great for young people as well. You're in sports, anything, you need it. That's 40% off. That sale ends in like a day and a half. Vitamineral Fusion back in stock. And, ladies and gentlemen, the Great Reset and the War for the World, pre-order, it's in stock in our warehouse, my new book. Look how much thicker it is than the Great Reset. That was an excellent book as well. Look at that. It is a thick book. It is incredible. Let me tell you, overhead shot, please. Let me tell you what's in this book. And it was like 600 pages. We had to cut it down to 400. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. And I recorded this. I wrote this. Ken Heckenlively, that is a great proofreader and researcher, went over everything I said and made sure all of it was bibliographed, all of it was footnoted, all of it was documented. That's what they did in this book. Every paragraph in here has been fact-checked. Forward by Stephen K. Bannon. And you read this sucker. Order it now. A signed copy is a fundraiser. I want to thank you if you do that. Order an unsigned copy. Forward. Bayonet in the back of the deep state. Stephen K. Bannon. Introduction. Chapter 1. The Threat of Artificial Intelligence. Chapter 2. Mao is in charge of the Democratic Party. And political violence is bad except when it's directed at Alex Jones. Chapter 3, you're being modified against your will. And to what end? Chapter 4, they want you to be a teenager on an allowance. And that's just the beginning. Social Credit Score, Chapter 5, The Eternal War of the Tyrants, Chapter 6, The War Machine, Chapter 7, The Deep State Makes Its Move, Chapter 8, The Education of Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, as well as others, that whole inside baseball there, Chapter 9, Jeffrey Epstein, Renfield to the Globalist Draculas, who even worse, because they prey on their own children. They drink their own children's blood. I name names. Chapter 10, the COVID-19 lies and deception. Chapter 11, selling your soul to Hollywood and probably the CIA. Chapter 12, combat tactics for victory. Chapter 13, the final battle. Chapter 14, conclusion. You know you're winning. How you know you're winning. The heck and lively wanted to write a afterword that's writing for Alex Jones. The notes, acknowledgments, and all the different footnotes. It is powerful. It is well written. It is well documented. It is ready for war. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you get it at Amazon, that's fine. We're going to push it to number one. Amazon says deliver by the 24th. We're going to start shipping the 20th as well, so you get it by the 24th. But you can get exclusive signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com or unsigned copies, and we get even more support. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the next great Renaissance. And it's got a big write-up at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest you go read it right now. It is powerful. I want to say great job to Kent helping me get this done and cutting it down from 600, I don't know what it was. It was like, I think, 700 pages at one point. And it's a big book. It's a fast read, though. Read a couple chapters a day. Donate copies to the library. Give it to your police chief or county commissioners. Put it in the library. Just get The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. We don't just have their evil and their operation, what they're doing. We have the response and the counter to their tyranny. And I want to encourage you to get the signed copies. Last time, I almost killed myself signing these things. And so this time, we're going to have it limited, signed by me. And then at some point, I'll announce it. We're going to go to a robot auto signer where you put your signature in a computer. It copies it. It perfectly does it. It's a legal signature. Presidents do that. Defense Department does it. But at a certain point, and I'll announce what that is, I'm going to try to hand sign as many as you can, but I can't spend weeks doing this again. So if you want the actual, you know, one signed by me, that's great, but they're just as good. An auto sign will be my signature. It's me authorizing it. It's legal. It's lawful. It's recognized like auto sign or VeriSign. It's just as good. But if you want it hand signed by me, I'm going to do as many of these as I can. I'll check the orders. And when I'm done, I'm done. Because, I mean, I was up here some days 4 hours in a row signing these. And it was great because it funded us. We wouldn't be on air if it wasn't for the support for the last book. And so get the book, fund the operation, get your signed copies. Those are a fundraiser. Get the unsigned. It's a quarter of the price. I want to thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.